Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life. Whee!
Posey Flynn sings, Posey Flynn sings. Everybody ready for Posey Flynn sings.
Greetings, citizens of Starlight City. This is the host as plain as toast, Crumb Humdrum. I hope you're enjoying the relaxing sounds of this classical symphony. Now, I don't want to alarm anyone, but I do have a breaking news item to share. I've been told the winner of the Starlight Starbright Sing-Off is a girl by the name of Melody Joy.
I won?
Melody has gone missing from the Interstellar Center Arena, and a citywide search led by Gemma Gold is underway. Melody, if you're out there, I hope you enjoy this next song that I believe to be a real bop, as the kids say nowadays.
I can't believe I won! Oh, hey there, all my bestest friends! Did you hear that? I won the Starlight Starbright Sing-Off! Or Melody Joy did. At least I got to perform. Now I'm just stuck back in the basement of Moonlight Manor. Home sweet home, right? Smush? Is that you?
I'm all right.
Smush, I'm so sorry I left you. I was just so scared Aunt Kitty would find out I'm Melody Joy.
It's okay. You know why? You won the Starlight Starbright Sing-Off.
I know. Crumb Humdrum just announced it on the radio.
Aw, I wanted to be the first to tell you. That Crumb Humdrum is such a spoilsport. Wait a minute. If you know, what are you still doing here at Moonlight Manor? Everyone in Starlight City is searching for you.
Melody Joy can only go out there. Posey Flynn has to stay here.
That's not true.
Tell that to Aunt Kitty.
Do I have to?
No, silly Smush.
Phew. Just the thought of having to face her gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Ugh. Posey Flynn!
Huh? Speak of the kitty.
Quick, Smush. Hide with the stuffed animals again.
Cursed these stairs.
Hi there, Aunt. I mean, Madam Kitty. Did you enjoy the sing-off? Did Esmeralda or Fifi win?
No.
No, you didn't enjoy it, or no, Esmeralda and Fifi didn't win?
Both.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure you are. What were you doing all this time?
You know, the usual chores around the house and whatnot.
Well, I met a girl at the sing-off. Her name was Melody Joy. She won the competition.
Wowie, I'm sure she's really happy.
I talked to her for a brief moment, and she reminded me so much of someone I know.
Really? Who?
You. You don't know this Melody Joy. Do you?
Nope. I don't have any friends.
Hmm. Good. Let's keep it that way. What is that I smell?
The fresh scent of laundry?
No. It's bananas!
Uh-oh.
Posy Flynn! I thought I told you to get rid of this tropical-smelling stuffed animal!
It's my favorite one. Please, I'll wash him.
Oh, it's too late for that! You disobeyed me, and now you must suffer the consequences! Come here, you.
Wait, what are you going to do with Smoosh?
Smoosh? You actually named this stuffed creature?
He's my best friend.
Oh, Posy. Stuffed animals aren't real. And I'm going to throw him out of the window and out of my home.
Wait!
I'm all right.
There. Much better. Now sanitize this room so it doesn't smell of bananas any longer. After that, you are to draw myself, Esmeralda, and Fifi warm baths so we can relax after our very strenuous day.
Yes, Madam Kitty.
Oh, these stairs.
Smoosh! Smoosh, are you there?
I'm all right.
Thank goodness. I'm so sorry Aunt Kitty did that to you.
That was the last straw. I won't allow that woman to say bad things about bananas ever again. I'm going to find Harlow and tell him where you are so he can save you from these banana haters.
But if you do that, Aunt Kitty will find out that I'm Melody Joy.
Good. It's time for Posy Flynn to take the spotlight, and Smoosh is going to help her do that. I'll be back as fast as I can.
Maybe you guys should go with Smoosh if he's going to find Harlow in Starlight City. He's going to need all the help he can get. Don't worry about me. I'll be right here when you guys come back. Hurry! If you leave now, you can catch up to Smoosh!
Hi, everyone. Glad you came to help me. I definitely would get lost in this big city. Where should we look first? I don't think Harlow is at his studio on the tippy-top floor of Tip Top Towers, and he probably isn't at the Interstellar Center Arena either. All this thinking has gotten me hungry. I think I'll stop at that frozen banana stand. Maybe the vendor will know where Harlow is. We just have to cross the street. Ah! These drivers are more mean than Aunt Kitty! Okay, I'll cross the street now. Okay. Banana stand. Banana stand. Oh, there it is. Come on.
Frozen bananas. Get your frozen bananas dipped in chocolate over here.
Hi, Mr. Frozen Banana Man.
Oh, you again. I guess you're really sticking to the monkey character, eh, kid?
Character?
One frozen banana dipped in chocolate?
Yes, please. Oh, and have you seen Harlow Diamond or Gemma Gold walking around here?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I did. They're heading towards the Comet Tail Bridge. Oh, here's your frozen banana.
Hooray! Oh, brain freeze again! Oh, must fight brain freeze to rescue Posy!
You okay, kid?
I'm all right. Thanks for your help. I'm gonna race over to the Comet Tail Bridge, and I'll meet you there right after this.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea, Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Welcome back. I see Gemma and Harlow right ahead. Come on, let's catch up.
Excuse me, have you seen a girl by the name of Melody Joy? No? Excuse me, have you seen Melody Joy? No? I don't know, Harlow. Do you think we'll find her?
There's always one last place we can check. But I was hoping she wouldn't go back there.
Go back where?
To Moonlight Manor.
Smoosh! Bring it in, you chunky monkey!
Did that monkey just talk?
Trust me, I thought that was going bananas too.
You have bananas?
Wait, you were in the cowboy hat at the show, weren't you? I thought you were a little boy dressed up in a costume.
Why does everyone think I'm in a costume? Is it that strange a talking monkey is standing right in front of you?
Yes.
Huh, news to me.
Smoosh, is Pussy back at Moonlight Manor in that dreadful basement?
She is. She ran back home because she was afraid Aunt Kitty would find out.
Oh, poor Posy Flynn. We have to rescue her.
Who's Posy Flynn?
Melody Joy.
I'm confused.
Don't you worry away a single hair on your head, Gemma. I'll explain everything. But first, we need to make a quick pit stop somewhere first. I have a surprise to spring upon Aunt Kitty if she stands in her way.
Are you bringing a dog with you? Dogs hate cats.
Oh, silly Smoosh. You do know Aunt Kitty isn't actually a kitty cat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Duh.
We're with you, Harlow. Let's just find that girl and give her the award she deserves.
Abso-positive-lutely. Follow me.
You guys should head back to Moonlight Manor and check in with Posy Flynn. We'll meet you there.
Oh, hi there, everyone. Just finishing my 15th load of laundry. Aunt Kitty, Esmeralda, and Fifi have way too many clothes. Did you guys happen to find Smush?
Posy Wally!
Uh-oh, here comes Esmeralda and Fifi.
Are our dresses pressed and clean? I need to look stunning when I accept the award later tonight.
Only if we live in opposite land. I'm getting the award.
There were other performers, you know. Maybe one of them will get it instead?
Like I said, in opposite land.
The other performers wish they had our talent. Harlow stopped both our performances midway because we were just that good.
Is that what that means? Duh! People wouldn't have been able to handle the finale of my performance. It was gonna be that good.
I bet. Here are your dresses.
Let me inspect them. I guess this is good enough.
Keep this up, Posy Wosy, and maybe I'll let you come on tour with me as my assistant.
Or my assistant.
Yeah, that'd be a dream come true.
Ew, why are you sad? I like it when you're more cheery and doing all of our chores. Stop that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be sad. We're giving you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You should be grateful.
We take it back. You can stay here in the basement for all we care.
Bye-bye, Posy Wosy. We'll be sure to send you a postcard. Not.
Why do they have to be so mean? I wish my mom was here. She would always say to me, Posy Flynn, as long as you have a song to sing, you'll never be alone. But gosh, do I feel so alone right now.
All I wish is to sing a song from my heart. When I look at the sky, all I see are the stars. And I wonder, could I shine like the brightest star of all? My name is Posy Flynn. I've got a song to sing, so I'll never be alone. Alone. All I dream is to be on a stage with a crowd. Neon lights shining bright, can you hear the applause? And I wonder, could I shine like the brightest star of all? My name is Posy Flynn, I've got a song to sing, so I'll never be. When I look out the window, all I see are possibilities. I might be a little scared, but there's something out there just for me. In the dark, all I hope, the places I'll go. Now I won't be afraid, the world is my stage. All I wish is to sing a song from my heart. When I look at the sky, all I see are the stars. And I wonder, could I shine like the brightest star of all? My name is Posy Flynn, I've got a song to sing, so I'll never be alone. I'll never be alone.
Posy!
Smush?
Over here in the window.
Smush, I'm so glad you're okay.
We all heard you sing that song. It was so, so...
beautiful. Gemma Gold?
And the one and only King of Sparkle, girlfriend.
Harlow, oh my goodness, what are you all doing here?
I wanted to meet the real singer behind Melody Joy. And I have to say, Posy Flynn, you're one of the best I've ever heard. I'd be honored to have you by my side on tour.
Oh, but Aunt Kitty.
You leave that to me, love bug. Time for this big bad wolf to huff and puff and blow this house down.
Come upstairs, Posy. Harlow and Gemma are about to ring the doorbell.
I'll see you upstairs, Smush.
Us a visit at this hour. Posy Flynn! What are you doing out of the basement?
I came to answer the door. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at who's here.
Harlow? Gemma Gold? I can only imagine this is good news for my Esmeralda and Fifi.
Actually, it's for your niece.
Who?
Posy Flynn.
Whatever do you mean?
Posy Flynn is the winner of the Starlight Starbright Sing-Off.
But that's impossible. She hasn't left the manor all day. She... Melody Joy. That was you? I knew you looked and sounded familiar.
Kitty, you should be proud of Posy Flynn. She's your family too.
Aunt Kitty, I know I shouldn't have left, but this is my dream. Please let me go on tour with Gemma Gold.
Oh, well, since it's your dream. Absolutely not. I forbid it. Harlow and Gemma, you two need to remove yourselves from my property before I call the authorities.
But...
Away with you!
Aunt Kitty!
Not a word from you, Posy Flynn. There's a new house rule and it goes as follows. You are never allowed to sing ever again.
Never sing again?
Must I repeat myself? Back to the basement with you.
Never sing again. She can't do that. She can't. No, I'll really be alone.
I'm all right.
Silly smush.
Don't worry, Posy. Harlow still has a surprise plan.
A surprise?
Mm-hmm. So don't be sad. We just have to wait for the surprise to arrive and he'll be on tour with Gemma in no time.
Really? You mean it?
Cross my heart and hope to get a lifetime supply of frozen bananas dipped in chocolate.
Okay, silly smush. I believe you. I just have to stay positive.
And you have to give me a big hug.
You always know how to make me feel better, Smush. You and all of our friends here are the bestest pals a girl could ask for.
Aw, shucks.
While we wait for Harlow's surprise, if you love Posy Flynn Sings, then you'll love all the Go Kid Go shows. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love singing along to the songs in Posy Flynn Sings, you can check them out on iTunes or stream them on your favorite music app. See you guys next time for the season finale of Posy Flynn Sings. I hope you all have a fantabulous day. See you again soon. And remember, you're a shooting star.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.